President Trump says his immigration crackdown in Minnesota targets, quote, vicious, horrible criminals. But the administration has also arrested more than 100 refugees as part of a larger plan to review refugee cases for potential fraud. The refugees caught up in the sweeps are people who lawfully entered the United States because they fled persecution. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the story.
Early morning 3 weeks ago, JJ says ICE agents started knocking on his family's front door. He shows me how. Inside their small apartment, his wife panicked. They grabbed documents to show they and their four children are lawful refugees from Venezuela. But one of the officers said there was an issue.
Ellos me dijeron que ellos nada más iban a verificar las huellas, que no había ningún problema, que no lo iban a detener.
They told me they just needed to verify the fingerprints for our oldest son, but he would not be detained, he says. The family has asked that we use only their initials for fear of retaliation from immigration agents. JJ and his wife, A, were confused but opened the door. And then they watched as their 20-year-old son was, in fact, arrested. When I saw him being handcuffed, I felt so scared, A says. They had guns with their fingers on the trigger. Their daughter recorded on her phone as her brother was put in the back seat of a black SUV. A passing car honks in protest as the officers drive off. Last month, Homeland Security announced it was re-examining thousands of recent refugee cases to root out fraud. That's been a big focus since a massive benefits scandal in Minnesota. It involved Somali Americans who'd come as refugees. But Jane Grotman, who resettles refugees with the International Institute of Minnesota, says they are probably the most vetted immigrants.
You know, the FBI has already checked them. The Immigration Service has already checked them. They've had biometric screenings.
A class action lawsuit says DHS has seized refugees without a warrant and flown many to a detention center in Texas. Grotman says they've also been released there.
Most of the people that we're hearing about are being let out in the streets in Texas, and they have no money, no documents, no way to get home.
She says one man's employer drove to Texas to bring him back to Minnesota. A federal judge has ordered the refugees released and granted a temporary pause while the lawsuit plays out. The Department of Homeland Security did not answer NPR's questions about why people have been sent to Texas and whether agents have found fraud. But it said in a statement that, quote, Minnesota is ground zero for the war on fraud.
It seems like what they're actually doing is trying to find a way to revoke their refugee status.
Immigration attorney Luke Sredulski represents a single mother who was detained first in Texas, then Minnesota. She did not have the diabetes medication she takes twice a day, and she was grilled for nearly 7 hours, essentially relitigating her entire refugee case. Sredulski says DHS is relying on an arcane statute to detain people. But with no semblance of fraud in his client's case, she was approved for a green card.
I ultimately think the goal is cruelty, and somebody poring through the statutes came across this, saw it as an avenue, and decided to make it a practice.
Y me dejaron salir el jueves como a las 7 de la noche. No. No me dijeron nada.
Back in the Venezuelan family's apartment, their son says he was held for 3 days in Minnesota and not told why he was arrested or why he was released. His dad sits next to him on the couch.
Era demasiado bonito, Minneapolis. Nosotros aquí esperamos como tener tranquilidad.
Minneapolis was beautiful. We expected a peaceful life here, he says. But now this traumatic ordeal and the whole immigration crackdown reminds them of what they fled.
Allá en Venezuela los colectivos son así, pues tienen una capucha y solamente te ve, le ves sus ojos.
In Venezuela, pro-government paramilitary groups cover their faces and have the same attitude as the agents here, A says. They would kidnap young men my son's age, and some never returned. Now, she says, she has relived that same fear in the U.S. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Minneapolis.
This piece was produced by NPR's Marisa Pinalosa.